This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I don't know what the answer is. We had 7 overdose deaths in just one day reported in the Cleveland area. And what did they overdose on? Heroin or fentanyl? These are powerful opiates. What's happening with cocaine and blow and ecstasy? Unless maybe they just aren't getting, you know, any media coverage. But 7 people died in one day in the Cleveland area. This is the latest outbreak of drug overdose deaths in the state. Now, tests are being conducted to figure out which drugs were involved. They think it was heroin or fentanyl. They say the cluster of deaths is deeply concerning. According to Cuyahoga County Medical Examiner Thomas Gilson, they said although there is no link between the individuals, this number clearly raises the possibility of a very deadly drug in our community. He issued a warning to take extreme caution while also advising people not to use illicit drugs. So the deaths were reported across the county in both Cleveland and its suburbs. How did the Browns do? I'm trying to think. I don't think it has anything to do with the Cleveland Browns or Cincinnati Bengals. No, I don't know because Cincinnati and Cleveland are far away. I don't know. I don't know what happened yesterday with football. I need to double check because I made my predictions and I don't think I did so well. But don't tell anybody. But still, you know, this outbreak comes after 52 people died in Cleveland area in the month of August from heroin or fentanyl. They said the opioid deaths last month were the most in the country's history. Now, this county has about 1.2 million residents, and it's on pace to record more than 500 overdose deaths from either heroin or fentanyl this year, according to Cleveland.com. So they are going up. They also see them in Akron and Cincinnati. Remember we were talking about that carfentanyl, that elephant sedative? Hospitals in the Cincinnati area have seen more than a dozen overdoses a day. Oh, yeah, there we go. It's an elephant sedative that they found that people were now using. In one six-day span last month, there were 174 overdoses reported in Cincinnati. And, you know, I don't even know if people are doing it for the high. Here's the problem. And I have no issue admitting my naivety, okay? I never did drugs, and I wish in medical school we did get to at least experiment so I would understand what the big attraction is and why people are doing it. I mean, it wasn't until I was in labor and I got my first shot of Demerol that I understood the euphoria with narcotics. So I get the euphoria with narcotics, but it was only the first time. Once you got the second dose, you didn't feel it as much. And for me, you know, being in pain, it was more euphoric to not be in pain anymore than to be getting a drug that made you euphoric. So, you know, when you see these people overdosing on fentanyl and heroin, is it really the high? Or are these people in a lot of pain? You know, and the reason why I we spend so much time on the show talking about this is, you know, when people who don't do drugs, you know, sit and read this or hear about this. They're like, okay, you know what? This is just like the 60s. You got a bunch of hippies out there getting stoned, doing drugs. They got nothing better to do with their day. And so they're just going to do drugs and, you know, we'll just, you know, go about our daily lives and they're bringing it on themselves. I can't think like that. I have to stop and go, is there something else going on? Now, and you know, have I ever been in pain? Well, yeah, I've had car accidents, I've had surgery and, you know, et cetera. But you know, have I ever been in any daily typical pain? I mean, I got to tell you something. When I have a migraine, and I had a migraine When I was we took the kids to Disney World. Yeah, so I got a migraine. Of course, any Disney trip, I end up getting a headache. Don't ask. I love Disneyland and Disney World, but still. But now it's just a one-day trip. I was like, I need Excedrin migraine. This headache is so, you know, and thank God Excedrin migraine works for me. You know, wow. If it didn't, I don't know what I would have done with that headache pain. I would have tried to go to sleep. I would have tried to put, you know, a cool compress on my head. I would have tried everything possible. But I remember even having that little bit of fear going, I got to make sure I get an Excedrin migraine. I was in New York, and I got a headache in the airport. And I don't really carry these medications around because I rarely get headaches. But when I do, it's a bad one. And I remember thanking God that one of the little airport stores had an Excedrin migraine. And by the way, they charged me $10 for this little tiny baby. You know what? But I was willing to pay it because I knew if I took an Excedrin migraine, I would be able to, handle that headache. And so, you know, if that's just a migraine, and thank God, luckily, I'm overall healthy, and I don't have neuropathy, and I don't have, surgical issues with my back, or heavy period cramps, or any other issue that a lot of people are unfortunately affected by, can you imagine somebody who is affected by pain? And I would really, really like to know, and it's going to be very, very hard to dissect out the confusion and the buzz and the drug addiction part of it, but I would really like to get these patients who are overdosing and hopefully not overdosing to death. And, the ones making those decisions and go, what is it? You know, what is making you go to this? Because I think we would be too naive to think they just want to, you know, get high. And they're just trying to get stoned. There may be more to this. And if that is the case, why? Why are you choosing to, because I hate my life? You know, are people getting stoned? Are people doing this because they don't want to be suicidal? You know, when somebody goes, yeah, suicide rates are down, or, you know, anxiety medications are down, is it because all of a sudden we evolve that we, you know, want to commit suicide less, or we're less anxious, or we're less depressed? Or is it because we're going to something else? So, you know, when we were talking about marijuana and DUIs, they said overall the DUIs have not gone up. It's just more of the DUIs have now shifted to marijuana than alcohol. So if somebody wants to fall asleep or cope with after work with drinking, and you tell them not drink, don't drink, don't drink, are they just going to stop or are they going to move to something else? All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-Seed Oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. The second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Way, for your fantastic health, call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So this was an interesting report from Fox News. 8 reasons your pain won't go away. So that's kind of interesting. We spend a lot of time on the show talking about pain because I think so many of us are afraid to be in it. And this is a conversation we need to talk about. I think we even need to teach kids in the grade school level because I don't think we know how to deal with pain. We teach, let's just go back from an elementary standpoint. What do we do with our little kids who touch a stove? We go, you see, you know, did you learn something? That hurts. So when your little kid touches a stove, or when your little kid touches something they're not supposed to, and then it hurts, and you're like, oh, poor baby, you know, but you immediately turn into a teaching, you turn it into a teaching tool. You go, you see, you know, pain is bad. And that's what you should do with kids, okay? In the olden days, we used to get a whooping. And that would hurt. And so it was like, okay, we don't want anything that hurts, so we want to hide and we want to, you know, run from pain. The problem is we spend so much time teaching to run from pain. And we spend so much time scaring kids about pain that maybe what we need to do is spend just a second or two teaching kids how to manage pain. And how to not be so afraid and so fearful of the pain to work with it. And I know that's going to be very, very difficult in the younger ages. But, you know, I mean, I remember, having an ear infection. And I was so scared to death of the pain that, I mean, I would be sitting there bawling. And I was like, 9 years old even, sitting there crying because this ear infection pain was so bad. And, you know, we didn't learn how to distract. We didn't learn, okay, well, you know, maybe let's try a cool compress. Maybe let's try to, you know, mommy. You know, and so one thing I try to teach the boys is what to do. If you have an itch, you're scratching somewhere, maybe you're starting a rash, run some cold water on it. You know, if you're having some bronchitis issues and you're having some trouble, you know, breathing with the cough, and take a hot shower. Take a shower. So I try to teach them other ways to cope, because I don't want them running to the pill, and I also don't want them so scared. Remember, when you're scuba diving, when you're flying a plane, when you're driving an automobile, what you need to do is be able to take the situation and not panic. And the panic that people have when they have pain, and I have the same thing. I do not want a migraine. So I don't even want patients telling me about their migraine, because then, unfortunately, I'll get one. I mean, you know, when you start to have that fear, you bring it on yourself, unfortunately. So, you know, maybe we need to stop for a second and teach kids how to, you know, get a hold of things, and how to, you know, take that momentum and redirect and make it work. You know, I mean, I had to do that when I was in medical school. You're sitting there in an operation, and you couldn't scratch. Yeah, there's a circulating nurse that could scratch your itchy nose if you need to, but she didn't want to stop everything to scratch your nose. And so, you know, we had to learn very early on to just live with it. And you want to know what? The itch went away. When my nose itched, you figured out a way to make that itch go away. Why aren't we teaching kids that mind over body power? I think, you know, if a lot of pain is perceived in the head. Now, in this particular report, they're talking about from Fox News, 8 Reasons Your Pain Won't Go Away. And this was from Dr. Gary Kaplan, board-certified family medicine and pain medicine, author of Total Recovery and founder of the Kaplan Center for Integrative Medicine. And he said inflammation could be a big part of it. So you could have cytokines, which are these chemical messengers secreted by the body, and they can help nerves repair, or they could cause inflammation. And in the case of chronic pain, that we know the microglia, which are your innate immune system in the central nervous system, get stuck in a mode where they just continually predominantly, secrete these inflammatory cytokines. In normal circumstances, your microglia will shift from producing these inflammatory cytokines to making anti-inflammatory cytokines and tell other cells to normally repair the process. So you need to bring balance to your microglia. And according to him, get good sleep. Sometimes they may even use exercise, meditation, naltrexone, turmeric may actually help. So maybe, you know, maybe it could be your microglia. They also say allergies can make your pain worse. When you're inflammatory in an inflammatory state, it's just bad all around. And so the allergies, just like, you know, with fibromyalgia, allergies may not cause it, but it may aggravate it. So if your allergies are out of sorts, you may want to work on that. Your diet could cause inflammation. You know, you could even be a vegan, and he had a case where somebody was allergic to blueberries. So for ongoing inflammation, they say turmeric may be helpful. And we're going to be talking more about turmeric as they're getting more and more studies on that. Your fatigue may be a symptom. If you're not getting good REM sleep or good sleep, I notice that if I don't sleep well, things seem to hurt more. So you want to make sure you're getting good sleep. They say people who are deficient in stage 3 to 4 sleep will present with chronic pain. And if you have sleep apnea where you stop breathing at night, you could have chronic pain. You could have restless leg syndrome. So you want to have a good sleep evaluation and make sure you're sleeping. Migraine. You could be dehydrated. It could be alcohol. It could be bright lights. It could be an irritated nervous system. For me, it's my neck. If my neck gets jolted in a roller coaster, or if I have to sit in a position to watch a movie and my neck's in a certain way, I start getting a headache. So they say an anti-inflammatory diet of rice, fish, chicken, fresh fruits and vegetables may help with that. Overlapping problems could come from the same source. He thinks maybe there's some brain inflammation causing migraines and depression. We notice a lot of depression and migraines go hand in hand. I don't know, again, what type of inflammation we could actually pinpoint and say you're having, because you actually having an encephalitis that's deadly. So, I mean, there's very occult inflammations, but maybe there's something that could be going on that causes that. If you're in chronic pain and you have trouble losing weight, it could be a gut imbalance. It could be issues with the bacteria in your gut. If you have arthritis, sometimes we may not know. Maybe it's a food sensitivity. Maybe you just overused your joints. Maybe it's a weather issue. So you also want to kind of figure out and you want to, you know, try to isolate what could be going on. Tinnitus, they say. Maybe meditation and yoga could help with ringing in the ears. I know some of you have phone calls. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Nope. No one there?
Hey, dear Dr. Dolly. When I got into trucking, life expectancy was 55 years old. As far as those two young bulls you've got, you and that lucky husband you've got, I'll get him a horse whip, I'll get you a bull whip. They'll understand, and you let them know who the matriarch is. All right? I'm having some goat cheese and Three Thieves. Well, I was intrigued by the name Three Thieves. I've got Three Thieves Pinot Grigio, Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, and Cabernet. I think I got two bottles of Cabernet Sauvignon. Three Thieves.
Oh,
I heard it's a book. You might have read it. Anyway. Love your show, baby. Who loves you, lady?
Okay.
Hopefully your husband isn't listening.
That is funny. Thank you, by the way, and I hope you weren't drinking all of that while listening to the show. Maybe that's what my listeners need to do to enjoy the show. Thank you very much. Just please don't drink all of that at once. Wow. I love it. Oh, you know what? I love it when people are drunk and they listen to the show. It's kind of funny when they call in. Thank you, though. Yeah, I give my kids a hard time. I'm on them. Thank you, though. He must have been listening to it. This isn't live. That was must have been someone listening to the night show. So anyway, going back to pain, guys. Listen, you know, it isn't just your foot hurts. It isn't just your back. What this article is trying to tell us is there could be some underlying things exacerbating it. Remember I told you, I watch a lot of football, and you see these kids get thrown around on the football field, and it's just devastating to see that. But they get right back up, and they walk it off. Yet when we're in our 40s and 50s, we're like, oh, this hurts. Oh, this hurts. And a lot of our injuries we sustained when we were younger comes back to haunt us. I want whatever is circulating around in our 20s that keep us out of pain, so for them to bottle up and give that to us in our 40s and 50s. Because I think that could be the key to some of the pain we're having. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Science. fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So medical tattoos, these are pretty cool. They can help hide surgical scars and make people less anxious about having them. Apparently, patients will get scars from cancer surgery, such as like thyroid cancer. They get this big scar on their neck or on their breast or, you know, kidney, etc. And they said that sometimes you can do a medical tattoo and it could help restore some of the skin's natural appearance, according to a Dutch report. Researchers surveyed 56 patients who got medical tattoos on their head and neck and found that they were pleased with the results. They said the mystery until now was how well patients appreciated the technique. Dr. Rick Van de Lagenberger, an ear, nose, and throat surgeon at Maastricht University in the Netherlands, said in addition to saying their scars looked better, patients were less stressed about their appearance of the scar and thought less about it. Apparently, medical tattooing has been performed in the U.S. for decades, according to Dr. Fred Fiduk, president-elect of the American Academy of Facial Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery. It can be used anywhere where the application of pigment aids the appearance of a region. Where an area or structure is too light, it can be made darker and vice versa. Many times the normal pigment of the skin can be mimicked. Think about it. You've seen these beautiful tattoos where there's all these colors. They got the yellow and the peach and the pink and the red and the purple. So they could play around, you know, and that's pretty amazing stuff. Dr. Jesse Chung, a dermatologist at Willowbrook, Illinois, said medical tattooing is probably most often performed on patients after breast cancer surgery. Tattoos could improve the appearance where there's a mismatch of skin color around the areola. She said a new study specifically looked at tattoos that were used to make skin look more natural after procedures related to tumors of the head and neck, and the researchers focused on survey responses from 56 patients who underwent medical tattoo procedures at an Amsterdam hospital between 2007 and 2015. The patients had an average age of 57 and 75% were women. So there was one lady, she had a lip surgery that was done, probably a mole on her lip, and so now instead of her lip being all uniform in color, she probably had this weird patch. So what they did is the tattoo helped. You saw a case with a woman who had a long scar down her neck, probably for a lymph node dissection, able to put a tattoo along the neck. So, you know, that's just very interesting stuff. You know, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. I love seeing studies like this. You know, so here's a person who thinks that their, you know, their appearance, you know, zero being the worst on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being they love their appearance. Here's people feeling they're at a 3.8 after they get their tattoos. A 7.8. And so, you know, one thing about having, and you know, as a doctor, I need to be very conscious of this. But, you know, when somebody has, let's say, you know, an operation done, and you're like, oh, that looks so good, you could hardly see the scar, well done. No, they feel like it is bigger than, anything they've ever seen. I mean, you know, you have a pimple, right? And you know how that feels. You're like, oh, my gosh. You know, you feel like there's this, I don't know, Mount Kilimanjaro on your face. And so, you know, you need to realize that people are very, very, you know, conscious. And they feel like that's what everybody's noticing. And some of these scars you do notice. A lot of times people, they become, like okay, remember the guy from Sons of Anarchy? He had the, and I think he was also on Peaky Blinders, where he had the Joker's cut. Apparently he was in some sort of a bar fight, I think, in Scotland, and so the Joker's smile cut is a very, very nasty scar that scars you for life, and it looks like you have the smile. I mean, it's pretty devastating. A lot of people get that in jail, etc. It's not a very easy it's not a very easy scar to have. And so, you know, a lot of us, we just got used to it. We're like, all right, it's cool, you know, he has a goatee, you don't really spend that much time looking at it, but he probably thinks that everybody notices it. So I think that's really, really cool. And as long as you don't have active skin inflammation, it couldn't really hurt. As long as you're not allergic to it. Medical tattooing, by the way, can be covered by insurance if it's reconstructive surgery. Be careful of tattoos to get infected. Make sure it's somebody who's specially trained. Make sure it's a skilled medical tattoo practitioner. You also want to make sure that the, what they're using with the tattoo are clean and sterile. Even though most tattoo places now have to follow certain guidelines. But for insurance to pay for it, that could be pretty awesome. If it's a medical tattoo place. Drug-resistant bugs could be in your corroding pipes. They say the thousands of miles of aging corroding pipes that bring water to America each day, to American households every day, could be actually bringing in drug-resistant bacteria. They say these harmful bacteria include Legionella, that causes Legionnaire's disease, Pseudomonas, which could trigger pneumonia and a variety of other illnesses, and mycobacteria, which could cause tuberculosis and other illnesses. So some of you are like, wait a second, how is water bringing into our house these bacteria if water is supposed to be treated? Well, this is very interesting. If the water is treated at a plant miles away, that chlorine could be diluted to the point that if you have these bugs on corroding pipes, that could get into your water system without even ever hitting the plant. So, according to this, Dr. Jeffrey Griffiths, a professor of public health and medicine at Tufts University School of Medicine in Boston, says his team's analysis of 100 million Medicare records found that between 1991 and 2006, more than 617,000 older Americans were hospitalized after falling ill from infection with three common bacteria. And these are often found in plumbing. These cost Medicare $9 billion for healthcare cost total related illnesses, and averaging about $600 million a year. Tuberculosis, pneumonia, Legionnaires affected the elderly and people with compromised immune systems. Many of the bacteria that trigger these cases may already be resistant to one or more antibiotics. So they saw that in some of the hospitalizations. And not only are these antibiotic resistance bacteria dangerous, but just the bacteria in and of itself, not to mention the treatment. Some of these patients don't really handle the treatment very well. So the study comes as the U.S. Senate approved a $9 billion bill on September 15th, known as the Water Resources Developmental Act. And according to the New York Times, the bill would earmark funds to repair ports, dams, levees, and other water infrastructure in 17 states. I mean, look what happened with Flint. You know, you have bad pipes. They say it's unclear if the bill is going to pass the House, so we'll know that soon. They say, so what's going on with the treatment plant? They say what happens at water treatment plants is usually far from the typical home. They say after chlorinated water leaves a treatment plant, it may have to travel far to reach homes, hospitals, and other buildings. By that point, its chlorine content is so depleted, it may no longer kill the bacteria lurking in pipes. So harmful bacteria can enter the drinking water, even your showers. You could inhale it in the shower spray, which is how Legionnaires gets inhaled. It gets inhaled by water droplets. And, I mean, look at what happened with Flint. You know, a change in the source of the city water running through aging and corroded pipes exposed thousands of children to high levels of lead and caused an outbreak of Legionnaires that they said led to 90 known cases and 10 deaths. So the study now estimates that 600,000 Americans are sickened each year by the types of bacteria found in water pipes, and the number may be even higher. So you got to watch out. You got these bacteria in your pipes, etc. And, you know, I know a lot of people say, you know what, I'm just going to drink bottled water, but what about the shower? What about ice? What about people, you know, adding, you know, it's not that simple. This is a problem that has to be fixed. It has to be addressed. And unfortunately, it's going to take funding. And it's a shame that in this day and age, you know, but old pipes, if you don't, you know, fix the pipes, and also, you know, if these pipes have, you know, certain sealants or other sorts of, there's a variety of things that can happen. So you got to replace the entire infrastructure. You got to get rid of these crumbling pipes. You got to get new pipes. You have to have water testings. And I mean, you know, it would be nice if we in the home could test our own water. If there could be certain kits. The problem is once people see these, they would probably freak out and go, "Oh my gosh, that's what I'm drinking." So that probably wouldn't work out really, really good. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, we're going to talk about fertility and ways to increase your fertility. And don't forget to call in 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Attention. pension, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about My Pillow, and I'm here to tell you wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With My Pillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. My Pillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, this is interesting. Some of you guys have asked about how to improve fertility, okay? How to be able to get pregnant. Now, you know, I have my own technique, okay? It worked for me. And I'm not going to go into too much detail because I don't want you all groaning that I'm giving you guys details on how it worked for me. But it did. Okay, and I tell patients that, you know, and even though I do have some other tips that comes from actually being reported by Julie Revlin from Fox News, you know, you need to time things right. So you need to know when you're ovulating. And you have to be careful to make sure you have enough product to help you get pregnant. So the guy has to make sure he doesn't lose a lot of sperm a few days before you're ovulating. So about five, six days before, he can't lose any. Okay? So no self-sessions, all right? He needs to save up, I would say, about 5-6 days. Then, during the week you're ovulating, don't have sex every day. I recommend having sex every other day. Because the egg takes a couple days to come down the fallopian tube, the sperm takes a couple days to travel up. So if you have sex every other day, well, you don't lose all the sperm within the first couple days. And I think it increases your chances. I think it's very, very important to be relaxed. I also recommend that females get to climax as well. A lot of times people are afraid to climax. They go, oh, well, we're going to lose the fertilized egg if it happens. In fact, sometimes the climax is what allows the sperm to travel further. And maybe it's a myth, but I got to tell you, when I have couples that came up to me saying, we did the Dr. Dahlia method and we got pregnant. I was like, yay, now name your kid Dahlia. No, it's a dorky name. All right, now, well, okay, so what about this? Fox News Health, what sort of other tips to improve fertility? Even though I think my tips work really well. One is they say keep your uterus warm. In Chinese medicine, a cold uterus or poor blood flow and circulation could be the reason why you can't get pregnant. So if you notice your menstrual blood is dark purple or even black, or you have a lot of clots, your whole body tends to be cold and you could have a cold uterus. That's interesting. So Dr. Amy Raup, a licensed acupuncturist and women's health and fertility expert in New York City, by the way, she's also an author of Yes, You Can't Get Pregnant, Natural Ways to Improve Your Fertility Now and Into Your 40s. She recommends warm baths, wearing socks or slippers, placing a hot water bottle on your abdomen, and drinking ginger and cinnamon tea. She says avoid cold, raw food, swimming, or anything that gives you a chill. I don't really know so much from a medical standpoint if that has merit, but I got to tell you guys something. When it comes to not stressing your body by being cold, that makes sense. And with Chinese medicine, it does make some sense. So I don't know much about ginger and all that, but you know, try to make sure you like your body temperature. I wouldn't overheat the uterus, though. They say time sex right, which is what I said. If you have a 28-day cycle, you'll probably ovulate on day 14. So have sex. Oh, see? She says have sex on days 12, 14, and 16. Okay, she stole that from me. Sperm lasts up to 3 days on average. You'll still improve your chances even if you don't have sex every day while you're ovulating. Okay, excuse me. That's what I said. They said have lots of sex. And they say even when you are having the sex, women have frequent sex outside their fertile windows are more fertile. Researchers believe the reason some women may have trouble conceiving is due to an autoimmune response that causes their bodies to reject sperm or the embryo because they're not having sex enough. You want your body to go, you know what, this is something we want, don't reject it. So they say sex can improve your chances of getting pregnant, but if you spice it up and you have lots of sex, that's good. Drink bone broth, they suggested. I've been seeing so much about bone broth and people losing weight with it, etc. Apparently in Chinese medicine, it helps prolong and improve fertility. It's soups made from bones, so there's bone marrow, which is nutrient dense. They say drink 4 ounces of bone broth. Use the right lubrication, they said. Okay? Apparently, if you have pain, et cetera, that could unfortunately, disrupt your sexual enjoyment. But you also have to be careful because oil or petroleum-based lubricants could mess with the cervical mucus, and it could prevent sperm from making its way up to where it needs to. And you have to watch some of the lubricants that have the spermicide. So they say use water-based, and that should help. They say adding wheatgrass to your diet is powerful antioxidants, anti-aging. So who knows? Try that. I don't know much about wheatgrass, but it's definitely worth a try. Detoxing. They say there's 80,000 chemicals in use in the U.S. Many have been linked to infertility. So they say try to avoid as many as you can, like the GMOs, the pesticides in food, and chemicals and cleaning products, housewares, personal care products, etc. They say if you can't eat it, you shouldn't put it on your skin. And a lot of our makeups, the makeup that we use messes with our unfortunate fertility. And I wear a lot of makeup. Maybe that's why I'm not getting pregnant. See? Deal with your emotions. If you're stressed, that's not going to help. Negative energy, toxic relationships, and stress can all prevent energy from flowing to the uterus and allowing for pregnancy. I agree with that. I like the whole idea of flow and qi and feng shui and all that. I love that Chinese medicine, that aspect to that of how, you know, if you're not happy inside, if you're not, you know, the baby's not going to happen. So you want to, I mean, it could happen, obviously, but, you know, you want the most ideal case. Pay attention to your inner dialogue. Try to have more kindness for yourself, your partner, and other people in your life. Yeah, I'm surprised I got pregnant with, you know, my attitude and my being so grumpy, etc. Eat caviar. They say if you want to improve your egg quality, eat eggs. Chicken eggs, pretty powerful omega-3 fatty acids, etc. But they say eating eggs can increase your chance of getting pregnant. Caviar can't afford. They say shut down the iPad. If you have a nighttime ritual of binge watching reality TV or reading on your iPad, the artificial light could affect your circadian rhythm and your fertility. Shut off the scenes 1 or 2 hours before going to bed. And find something relaxing to do like reading, yoga, or sex. Quality of sleep is important as quantity of sleep. They say use your apps wisely. A fertility app could help you determine your fertile window, which is really, really cool. You know, but only if you have a regular cycle. If you have an abnormal cycle, they don't really help that well. They say in the study of Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology, only 3 of 33 fertility apps accurately predicted a woman's fertile window, which is, again, why I said what you really want to do is if you know your cycle, subtract 14 days from the end of that. So if you think you're going to get your period, let's say November 1st, then October 16th, wait, 30 days as September, April, June, and November. So October is 31 days. Oh, yeah, duh, Halloween. So then I would probably look at Halloween 17, maybe October 17. Maybe what I would do is have sex October 16th, October 18th, October 20th. Something like that. If you think, but you see that's only if you know when your period's coming. Eat fish in moderation. They say fish is an excellent source of omega-3 fatty acids, which have been shown to improve fertility, mercury exposure, and also hamper your ability to get pregnant. But you do not have to eliminate fish altogether. Go for fish with the lowest levels of mercury, like salmon, shrimp, scallops. Eat them in moderation. Also choose wild caught over farm raised, since there isn't enough evidence that farm raised fish are safe. There's also not enough evidence that they're bad for you, but that's, you know. So that was very interesting. That was Julie Revelant, who's a health journalist and consultant. And that was in Fox News. It's tough because there's a lot of stress around getting pregnant. And, you know, everybody tries to get pregnant as quickly as possible. And, you know, they feel rushed and everybody has busy schedules. I mean, for us, I had it calculated for the day. I knew the day we were going to have to get pregnant and had to work. And thank God it did with both kids. But that's a lot of stress to put on your body, to put on your partner. What if he's not in the mood to have sex with you? I mean, you think I really, really looked good? I'll tell you about the nights we conceived, but that's for another day. So, ways to improve fertility, get sleep, take care of yourself, see a gynecologist. If you're a female, guys, get a sperm count, because it doesn't help if you have low sperm. Females, it doesn't help if you're not ovulating. And, you know, it'll happen. If it's meant to be, it's going to happen. If not, there's a lot of things we can do in medicine to help make it happen. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.